Dude, she just keels over.
Little boy gets shot in with the arrow. It was hilarious. Animated.
The way it, okay, that was funny, dude. That dude's a little shit.
Yeah, that kid is annoying.
He got shot in the fucking Game Boy pocket or something. Fucking fanny pack or whatever. I don't know. Saved his ass.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Anime Summit Podcast. It's your favorite host with the most, on the bomb. Of course, with me every week is Danny with a fanny.
Hey!
And the great Nick Tender.
I was born lucky!
Oh god.
Oh god. The way Danny says that reminds me of Bob's from Bob's Burgers. He's always like, oh my god. Every time his kids do something stupid. Dude, this week we're doing Netflix binge. Now, we've done Netflix reviews before, but we've always talked about, oh, we should do, like, a couple Netflix shows at a time. So, this is called Netflix Anime Binge Number 1. Let's go. So, today we're going to talk about Japan Sinks, The Great Pretender, and Season 3 of Agretzko. Or just Agretzko in general, I guess, because we, you know, haven't talked about it that much. But Season 3 just came out. And, dude, it was great. It was a great
spoilers
season.
For all three. Minor spoilers, at least. Probably, right?
Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah. So let's do it, shall we? We all got Netflix. We all got Buttflix. Although Buttflix
sucks
sometimes.
Or we know someone who has it, and we leech off of them. There you go.
There you go. Use their password. You know, it sucks, though, sometimes, because then it's like, when the anime, it'll say, like, on Mal that it's coming out. But then it's like, Japan does it weekly, but we, you know, American Netflix is like, nope, you gotta wait till it's done.
American, like, cheeseburgers, we binge.
Nick calls it Netflix jail. Buttflix jail.
I didn't make that up. Someone else said that. But, yeah, that's what it is.
Basically what it is. Absolutely. But, yeah, so we're going to talk about those three shows. But first, let's take a small break right here. Heyo! Links. animesummit.net. You can find all the links right there. Social media, YouTube's where to listen, Discord, and the Patreon, of course, patreon.com/animesummit. And if you're a patron, you get exclusive content, exclusive podcasts. Danny just released a cool thing, right, Danny?
I have to talk to you about that, but it is going on Patreon. I'm just having some downloading issues, but yeah, me and Kai hung out and we watched Oh My Goddess, the movie, and we kind of made like a little commentary while we were watching it. So
yeah, so it's like Mystery Science Theater except with you and Kai.
Yeah. So for the Patreons, like, when you listen to this, you have to make sure you watch the movie. I am gonna put a link to where we watched it. And it's all on YouTube, really. So, yeah.
Yeah, that movie's been around. But yeah, hell yeah, dude. That's awesome. I also want to give a special shout out to Jeremy. Because they're a patron and they've been kind of going through a tough time. And the other day they said, you know, I'm not going to read the whole thing. But I mean, they kind of just put this little message in Discord thanking everyone and me, Nick, and Danny for kind of being there when he was going through some stuff. And honestly, you guys, like, you know, like, I'm just, you know, I'm just yelling in a microphone. So, like, you know what I mean? Like,
but you have a great yell, Sam, to be fair.
Fuck! But, like, you know, just like,
I think my favorite is when, like, you bring your voice away from the microphone to start fucking yelling at Smokey.
He's such a bitch. I hate him. But, like, I just want to, you know, Jeremy's been going through a tough time. And the reason why I bring it up, though, is not because he was like, you know, me, Nick, and Danny, like, yeah, we do the podcast. But it was the Discord, really. It was everyone of you guys in the Discord who was like, you know, also just rallying behind him and stuff. And I think I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that space that we've created. So, Jeremy, we got you, and we're glad that you're doing better, man. So love you, and thanks for being a patron. So shout out to Jeremy. Let's do the listener question of the week, and then we'll get into Waifu and his band on the topic. If you had to make an AMV using your favorite music, which anime would you set it to? And that is from Dr. Block, Guilty of Being Crisp. Let's get it. I had an answer, but now I don't want to say it. I don't know. Shit. Fuck.
I do Poker Face from Lady Gaga with Kakuguri.
That's really good. Actually, yeah.
That's a little on the nose, Danny. All right. Well, that works. Whatever.
I wonder if someone's done it. Now I kind of want to look and see if someone's done it. Yeah, that's pretty good. Dude, you know what I would do, actually? I would do Heaven Knows by the Pretty Reckless.
Oh, from Haruhi?
No. Heaven Knows by the Pretty Reckless. It's a song, and the Pretty Reckless is the band.
Oh, I was thinking God Knows. Just kidding.
God, what the
that's
hell?
Close.
No. The Pretty Reckless is the band that Taylor Momsen started. And they have this song that came out a couple years ago called Heaven Knows. And I would put that to Death Parade. Because, like, the lyrics of the chorus are like, whoa, whoa, heaven knows we belong way down below. So that's just
nice.
Like, yeah, it's just like super, like, it's a really good song. You should listen to it. Super sick. But yeah, imagine that in Death Parade. I'm going to make it happen. I'm just going to.
Or Death Note.
Nah, Death Note sucks.
Yeah. Oh, Death Note's great, actually.
What about you, Nick?
All right, picture this. Linkin Park set to DBZ.
All right, anyway, moving on.
Nobody's so ever thought of that. I was the first one. All right. No, but for real, though, if I'm really going to pick something that's my favorite song right now, Wet Ass Pussy set to Eremanga Sensei.
Oh, God.
Go. Just stop.
Enjoy.
God.
Certified freak, 7 days a week.
God damn it, dude.
Bring a bucket and a mop.
That's such a great song, and you just ruined it for me.
Dude, the lyrics of that song are genius.
You just
Cardi
ruined,
B, killing it.
You just ruined that song for me, dude. God.
If you want to go more wholesome, I got a third one. Bernie Sanders, 8.5-hour filibuster, lo-fi. Set to the Monogatari series. There you go.
What the hell?
No, actually, it makes more sense with, like, lollies. Maybe set it to, like, set it to the one with Hitler Lolly. What's her
Hitler
name?
Hitler Lolly.
Tanya the Evil. There you go.
Dude, or you know what I would do, too? I would do a Kiss by Pale Waves to My Love Story. I want to see more rom-com AMVs, man. Mm. I should look up more rom-com AMVs.
There's a lot of them, I assume.
Yeah, I assume there's a lot of them.
A lot of really good ones now.
I've just never set out to, like,
the technology is there to make them, you know?
Sure, yeah.
It's not as hard as it used to be.
No, yeah. I remember I used to go on AMV.org and download them to my computer with dial-up internet. God.
Nice. I remember I made an AMV. Literally, this is the laziest AMV ever. I took Lord of the Rings, I think it was Two Towers, like the first 7 minutes of it, and I just put it right next to a Tool song. I'm like, oh, that kind of fits. I did zero editing.
Oh, it kind of fits.
I put it up on YouTube, and they're like, yeah, you can't do this. Like, you literally took 7 straight minutes of a movie.
Oh, my God.
And an entire song, but yeah, whatever.
And then just like double copyright claim. Like, oh, man. Yeah,
it was like unlisted or whatever. I don't care.
Great question. Waifu and his Bando comes from our Netflix shows. Waifu is Inui from Agretzko. And the only reason we didn't do Retzko is because I'm pretty sure we've done Retzko before. Otherwise, it'd be Retzko. Best panda. Best.
I'd rather
panda.
Do Inui, though, if you know what I'm saying. That is definitely the hottest chick.
Nick
in
is
show,
into GIF
right?
Now. Nick is a GIF. His Bando is Laurent Thierry from The Great Nick Tender. The Great Pretender.
The Great Nick Tender. My Discord name of your.
The Great Nick and Tenders. Nick and the Chicken. Anyway. No, Laurent Thierry from Great Pretender, dude. So let's get to it, shall we? Netflix anime binge number one. Let's get it! Japan sinks.
More like Japan stinks.
Here we go. All right. Danny, right away. Actually, yeah, technically it's called Japan Sinks 2020, but like it's 10 episodes on Netflix. Is Studio Sciensaru, and you know, Masaaki Uwasa is listed as a director, but I don't think he did much.
Yeah, I don't know the whole story. I think he did a bunch of storyboards and helped as much as he could, but like it was kind of the fucking pandemic fucked it up a little bit.
Yeah. So yeah. But yeah, so then this is actually based on a novel from the 70s by Saikyo Komatsu. And, you know, there's a couple, like, re-release versions, and apparently there's a sequel to it as well. And apparently he's working on a third book for it. And there's some live-action films, too, that have come out, like TV movies and other shit. But
The series director was Pyongang Ho.
Yeah, it sounds Korean. What else has he done?
Is it a she? I'm on Anime News Network, and there's a picture of a woman.
What have they done? Yeah,
I don't know if that's related to this, but I think so.
Oh, they've done a bunch of stuff. Oh, they were an episode. They were the episode director of Ping Pong episode 8.
Oh yeah, I mean, Sciensaru, they pull from their own studio.
Their
looks
own
like this is the first thing they've really like directed though.
Oh sure, okay.
They've done like assistant work on all that.
Sure, sure. Yeah, just, you know, 20 some minutes per ep, kind of a drama, sci-fi, tragedy, survival. But pretty much the premise is the Muto family. It centers around the Muto family, so it's
Japan is sinking.
And Japan is sinking. They have just a bunch of crazy, devastating earthquakes, like, in a row, and
what's the population of Japan?
It's a lot.
126 million. All right, so you get to watch 126 million people die.
Here's the thing. Nick is going to laugh throughout this whole entire review of Japan Sinks because he thinks it's a comedy. Like, he thinks it's funny when people die. Like, it when we did our first impressions of it,
we
talked about this a little bit. And Nick was like, huh, when the girl died in the gas and she died, it was funny.
Dude, she just keels over.
Little boy gets shot with the arrow.
The way it was
hilarious.
Animated. Okay, that was funny, dude. That dude's a little shit.
Yeah, that kid is annoying a little bit.
Got shot in the fucking Game Boy pocket or something. fucking fanny pack or whatever. I don't know. Saved his ass. His fucking giant big brain head saved him. He blocked it with his head. Is that kid from like Estonia or something?
No.
No, they're Filipino. They're half Filipino, half Japanese. Yeah.
The Filipino people can pass off as Japanese people know that, but I don't know. You know what? I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah, anyway.
Wait,
yeah.
Is the mom Filipino?
The mom is from the Philippines. Yeah.
Okay. That's why she looks slightly different. Okay, got it.
Yeah, she's darker a little bit, yeah.
Actually, a lot of Filipino work in Japan, kind of. Not a lot, but like more than other areas.
Sure, yeah. But it starts off pretty good, but it basically just follows this family trying to survive.
Yeah, the middle arc, we already covered the first three episodes where like they're escaping and
yeah, we kind of covered it, yeah.
And so like the middle arc, they go to this cult society.
Oh, God.
It's like the island. It's like the island episodes of Nadia.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
It's so funny though. This is probably one of the funniest parts.
God, Nick is saying he thinks this whole thing is funny. Like,
because you get this fucking weird English guy. What's his name again?
Daniel,
yeah.
Hey, it's me, Daniel.
He's from England, yeah.
I'm from England. I'm not that creepy, right? Like, the way he's talking.
He was super goofy.
Oh, yeah. And it was like, was it a sex cult? It was like kind of a sex cult, but not really. Like,
it wasn't
the lady
a sex
in charge
cult.
And the guy in charge were like together.
It wasn't
showing her boobs or something, but
yeah, okay. That it was like her head security guy, and they fucked or whatever. But like, yeah. She could like, if she touched a thing that belonged to somebody who was dead, she could communicate with the dead or whatever.
Yeah, she was a psychic or an esper,
medium.
Or whatever you call it.
Medium.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go. She was Dimple.
She was Dimple, and people believed it. You know, I don't know. It was kind of a weird.
Bro, it's true, okay?
They stayed at that commune for, and there was a, there was fields of marijuana.
In Japan. Like, just out in the open.
They're just smoking marijuana. They're just like,
they're
and they
smoking
have like a rave.
It. They were putting it in the food.
Dude,
and
it's
then
not
they had
a
Yuasa
show without a rave, okay? You need a rave. I was hoping the Devilman Crybaby would show up at that rave and just fucking
kill everyone.
You know, like, well, the guy looks like him, though. Kaito looks like the guy from Crybaby.
Oh, Kite, yeah.
Ryo or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, and so did you guys watch dub or sub?
I watched it in
dub, baby. Even okay. It makes no sense to be dubbed, but, like, it was just easier.
Yeah.
Wasn't the sub kind of bad? Like, they kept going to English and stuff?
Well, because there was parts where Daniel was speaking English. And then they were speaking other languages or whatever. But, like, dude, there was one part I'm thinking of, right, as long as Nick's talking about the commune part. Before they get to the commune and the old man's truck, he's, like, got a map and he's, like, trying to figure out, like, where they're supposed to go. And he's, like, smoking a cigarette and the mom is driving and Go, the little kid, is, like, at the front with them. And she's like, could you, like, not smoke in here? Like, you know, there's a kid, there's a child in here. And he's like, oh, shut the fuck up or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's just, like, a little kid and this guy, this old man is swearing and smoking and drinking. Like,
my day was smoked right in the face.
Sometimes when I watch TV, I have the subtitles on because sometimes I can't hear what they say, so it's easier for me
oh,
to
God.
Read it.
You're one of those people.
So...
Danny's like, huh? Speak up, Johnny!
I'm getting old. but I saw that. I saw, like, at that moment, like, the English dub did not match the subtitles. And when I saw that, he's all like, shut the fuck up. Like, who fucking cares?
he's like, ah, shit. He's like drinking, smoke. It's so fucking funny. I laughed so hard. I was like, God, what the fuck? This old guy just does not give a shit. It's so funny. But there was, and the recording of the dub was like, and I don't know, like, there's certain parts that I should have went back and watched the sub on. But it was, like, the writing, like, the script was not very good.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was maybe it was just because of the
dub script.
They
were trying to match the lip flaps.
Okay, so, like.
They're like,
There's two parts sticking out in my mind that I'm thinking of. The first part was, in the commune, the Holy Mother Lady chick was looking on her security monitors.
Oh, and
she had, like, people behind her watching, like, the video of the grandpa stealing the kid or whatever. And then, like, so the lady behind her is like, what a pathetic old fool who thinks that's his grandchild. And then it, like, pauses for a second, and then the mother lady's like, take your leave now.
Yeah.
And then she goes... Weird. And then it paused for, like, two whole very long seconds. And then the lady behind her was like, I will take my leave now. Like, it's just like, it was really weird. And then
it's
there's
Shakespearean.
Another.
It's Shakespearean.
And then, like, episode 8 or 9, there's a part where they land on this little piece of land and a hot spring geyser shoots up.
Oh, yeah. They start rapping.
Yeah. There's the rap part. But, like, before that, Go was like, oh, the water's hot. Or whatever. It's like, yeah, because it's a hot spring. And then he goes, oh, it burns. Oh, it's not that bad.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was really close together. Like, it would have made sense if he was like, oh, it burns. And he pauses and goes, oh, maybe it's not that hot. But it was, like, really close. It was fucking bad. It was bad.
That's
it was like,
though.
Ah! That's fine.
weren't they, like, what's his name? The influencer guy. He's like, yeah, or someone said,
Kite.
Like, yeah, the hot spring can heal you and sanitize your wounds. And then the girl is just, like, looking at her fucking infected leg, and she's like, nah, let's not put it in the water.
Yeah, that's what, and for, like, you know, if you listen to our first impressions, that's what Nick was talking about. What Nick was kind of bitching about was
the
like,
Yumu. Yeah.
Why didn't she say anything about her fucking cuts?
Yeah.
They all got first aid, right?
Yeah, they were all
it
getting
showed
first
them
aid.
Getting first aid, and she's like, I'm just gonna hide it.
And then yeah,
holy
so,
shit.
Yeah, it's dumb. I don't know. And the you could tell that the episode director for, like, I think it was like 6 and 8 and 9 were, like, huge Yuasa fans. Because, like, they were just, like, super ping-pongy looking.
Yeah. With the big-ass freaking hands.
And then other times, like, and then, like, I understand what Go's hair is supposed to look like. Like, I get it. I know his character design.
Big brain time, dude.
Like, I get it. But, like in the first episode, you kind of understand it. And then, like, other episodes, like, I screenshotted a panel to Nick and Danny. And I was like, look at this fucking panel. Like, look at this fucking cut.
It looks like he's wearing a helmet.
He looks like Toad from Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
Yahoo!
Yeah. Like, it just, yeah, the art was kind of, and, like, a lot of people, like, will probably say, like, okay, well, Sam, they're meant to be the, you would take poop. No. I'm one of those people who knows the nuances of, like, art design and animation and things like that.
They look very different in the show.
I can see that. Like, I can point that stuff out. This was not one of those things. Like, there were just certain cuts.
It's stylistic, Sam. It's arte.
No, it's
Yuasa's
not.
Yuasa's got to be wibbly-wobbly-wobblies.
Right,
his
but
characters
even in,
don't stay on model.
But even
design.
In Ping Pong, it's still consistent, even though it's off model a lot of the time.
They purposely go off model.
No, this was just bad.
It adds to the abstraction, you know.
Nah,
it lets you absorb
If Yuasa was more
massive aquarium head.
No, if Yuasa was a part of this more, he would have not let that happen. I don't think Yuasa's he would not have let that go through. That was.
If
look
Yuasa
at that.
Was in it. The cult would have been a straight up sex cult.
It would have been an orgy. They would have had an orgy.
It would have just
major
been
orgy
banging,
at that rave.
Dude.
Anyway. I kind of was yelling a lot. So what did you guys think?
I like
of
how
it?
They could all just instantly rap too when they were at the hot springs. They're like,
yeah,
all right,
rap.
That was
they
little,
all could
like,
rap.
Yeah.
They're spitting like bars. It's like, wow, they must have written that down.
Yeah, bars, fam. Like that was like, I'm sorry. Like freestyling is not that easy. They all were able to do it. Like
you can maybe get like one line that's pretty good.
Even the doctor, was quote unquote Morse code rapping.
I love the that was the best part. I'm like, please Morse code rap, please Morse code rap.
And he did, and he was like, I'm gonna mock everyone I'm gonna punch everyone who mocked me. Like, like I'll try and do it right now. Yo, see, I can't even do it.
I'm the leader of the bunch. You know me well. I'm here to kick some tail. Donkey.
There you go. There you go.
That's my rap.
Isn't that just the Smash Brothers? Anyway. Fucking make this like, yo, I like pizza.
I got one.
Okay, you go. Go.
All right.
I'm gonna lay down the
beat. Give me some bars. Give me some bars.
Okay.
Jesus loves me. He loves me a bunch because he put Skippy in my lunch.
Bars, fam. Hashtag bars.
I copied that from Family Guy. See,
anyway.
You can't make it up on the spot. I was copying stuff.
Yeah, see, exactly. There you go. Yeah, point proven. There you go. Yeah, that was a weird. I get that it was kind of like they were trying to like
cheer up,
bring the
like,
characters closer together.
That and like lighten up the mood and everything like that too.
Like, oh, let's have fun. Like rapping.
Let's have fun. Now we drop the hard drive with Japan's map on it. Now the guy has to go race for it. That was actually a cool scene where like the
yeah, that was a cool scene.
The otaku dude, or no, the neat.
Koga.
He was like sprinting down the pathway.
Yeah.
He tosses it. And then he just gets fucking obliterated. Spoilers.
See what I mean right there? Like fucking Nick just laughing at people dying. Like,
I was like, dude, this dude's got some good racing form. He's very good. He's about to make it. Nope. A wave just crashes down and he's gone. They didn't even find his body.
So, Danny, what about you? How do you feel? Because I know first impressions, you and I were kind of like, we don't want to watch this. And
yeah, I don't really like watching stuff like this because it's kind of like how when like 9/11 hit and stuff, because I was living in...
You just don't like disaster movies.
Yeah, like... And plus, I was living in New Jersey at the time when 9/11 hit, so...
Oh, you probably had all the smoke and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, it's kind of like a little bit of a PTSD kind of thing for me. And...
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
And,
yeah, that's
like, this... I mean, It was good. I definitely appreciated the ending, for sure.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Yeah, like
that
it was
really
a good
nice.
Heartwarming ending, and I like. And I
we're gonna have the Olympics. Oh wait, it's 2020 and they're canceled.
Yeah.
And
another hilarious moment.
Also, like Danny, I feel like, and this is more so me, but this might have been you too, on top of what you were already feeling. But like how during a pandemic right now, we're all kind of going through a shared trauma.
Yeah.
And then this comes out during the pandemic. Yeah. And it's kind of like,
I don't really want to be watching this right now. Like,
it kind of made me feel that way too. I was like, who would want to watch this like during a pandemic right now? Like,
it was pretty funny though. I like the doctor guy. I like the paralyzed guy. He's my favorite.
Dude, he Onodera, he was cool, man.
Dude, he just blinked. He was so cool. He didn't even fucking move, and he was the coolest.
That's true, dude. He was like the prophet.
Dude,
he was like, no, we're gonna.
When
I can't even find him on Mal. Mal doesn't even fucking listen.
When they were retrieving the data, the map, and like Onodera almost died, I was like, no, I can't have another person die on me. Like, not right now.
Right.
I'm like, God freaking damn it.
Because Kaido was like, here, we'll trade off the oxygen tank.
Yeah, but then the oxygen...
And the old man was like purposely not breathing so that Kaido could have enough oxygen to swim up.
Because he knew about...
I was like, what a badass.
Because he knew about the oxygen tank.
Dude,
had a hole.
And when he was moving his hand, was he like trying to pedal or swim?
So
I think it was something else.
I hope...
But I imagine him trying to swim.
I hope that he was trying to swim, but I doubt it. I don't know.
I think it meant something. I don't think it was him trying to swim, but... To me, it's funnier if he's trying to swim like that. So there you go.
I don't know.
Just adding like 0.5% to their thrust.
Nick, what's your problem?
What? He's got to try. He's got to do something. Shit. He could try blinking really
fast.
Do
something, man.
Do you think blinking is going to boost them? Maybe. Try it.
Maybe try it. Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. The writing was the dialogue was a little kind of all over the place, it seemed like, where some situations seemed kind of awkward. It was like, the mom and would get an argument with Ayumu, and she'd be like, you know, stop being a bitch or whatever. And then Ayumu would just be like, it would be like a long pause, and she'd be like, well, okay. Like, it's just like, it was fucking weird. Like, it was
so
a lot.
You need to watch Garzy's Wing. You would fucking love that shit.
Garzy's Wing. Okay, I'll give it a watch.
We're gonna watch that at some point.
But yeah, I something about it makes me want to read the
novel?
The novel?
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Cause this
I don't
is
know
obviously...
about right now, though. Like,
yeah,
I just
yeah.
freaking watched it. I don't know. No.
It's a pretty acclaimed novel, and you know, back then in the 70s, there was a different reason. You know, obviously it's written differently because this has like the internet and smartphones and YouTube.
Yeah, they have smartphones here, dude. They'd be like super screwed in the 70s, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I have no idea. But, like, I also just want to say that my favorite part of this review so far is when Nick was like, yeah, he got shot in the fucking Game Boy.
That hit Sam. That really hit Sam more than us. He has like 1,000 Game Boys.
Because it wasn't a Game Boy. It was like a fucking
whatever
knockoff thing that they just made for the show. And you called it a Game Boy. Fucking grandpa, like Nick. Like, what are you
that's
playing, Pokemon?
That's not the funniest child violence. The funniest was when the cult kid just got bludgeoned by the falling rubble.
That was crazy.
He's like, hello! the crumbling castle is like, grr, grr.
Lands on the kid, bop!
and then the grandpa was like shooting arrows like fucking Legolas from like a mile away.
Dude, that was badass. He was saving him.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, he was a pretty good character.
All the old people were great in this for once.
Yeah, dude. Japan
and
sinks.
And the influencer guy. I love the influencer guy. He's like, I was born lucky. You know, like I said in the intro, got a call back, and. Dude, he was born lucky. He's a fucking amazing dude. He's like, he just gets everything going his way.
Yeah, you know? Dude, he just fucking did it.
He deserves it.
I will say this, too. The soundtrack was really good. It was like this weird kind of really like ballady, folksy music box type music. And
oh, it's Kensuke Ushio. Kensuke Ushio. He does all the best soundtracks.
So good. Because it just made everything so unsettling. It was just like, oh my God, dude. So good.
I think his best one is still probably Devilman Crybaby or Ping Pong.
Mm, Ping Pong I like a lot. I love Ping Pong. Ping Pong soundtrack is really good.
I'm going to have to go with Devilman Crybaby just because, like, it boosts the anime more than it should. You know what I mean? Like, Ping Pong almost didn't even need it.
That's true. That's true. I almost kind of low-key want to watch Crybaby again, to be honest with you. But, like, yeah.
No, that's a great 2020 anime, Danny.
No, thanks.
Oh, God. Anyway.
We should make Danny watch, like, the most. Danny, we're going to watch Now and Then Here and There.
No. You're going to like that one. No, leave Danny alone. Leave Danny. Like the way you look. We're going to make a YouTube video.
I guarantee it.
Crying under the covers. My mascara is just running. Leave Danny alone. Circa 2002 YouTube. Anyway.
YouTube didn't exist then. That was just a video.
Shout out to Chris Crocker.
I think YouTube was like 2005, late 2005 or 2006.
Oh, you're probably right. Chris Crocker's fucking amazing, though. He's fucking awesome. I love
Podcasts didn't even really start until like 2005.
Yeah, dude. When iPods were a thing, and yeah, dude. Whew! Anyway, Japan stinks. Smells over here. Stinks over
here.
What
do we rate it, everybody?
I'll say a solid 6 out of 10, because I liked it. Like, I like survival stuff. It's really fun for me to watch, but here's my thing, and I say this often, and I'm so sorry. But it would have been better as a movie. I would have rather watched like a 2 hour.
If they just
movie.
Chopped out the cult section, like the middle three episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. This would have been better as like a 2 hour, 2.5 hour movie, I think. That's just me. What about you guys?
I gave it a fat 5.
Same.
But it was a funny 5. You know, this is one of the better 5s. I'd recommend it because it had some low lows, but some high highs.
It was a bad 5 for me.
The same as the lows.
It's a bad 5.
So, like, yeah, it was just wildly gyrating.
Yeah. Yep, that's fair. That's fair. Okay, so there you go. Japan sinks, y'all. So this next one I didn't watch, but Nick and Danny watched. Great Pretender. Great Nick
Pretender. Sam, you need to watch this.
My brother is watching it, and he was like, I'm Sudi. I like anime. Oh, I'm Sudi.
Anyways. This was by Studio Wit or Wit Studio. This is an original, and it's on Netflix. So there you go. You already mentioned that at one point.
Netflix episode.
Dude, it looks fucking great, dude. Wit Studio does really great animation.
It kind of reminds me of the Ocean's franchise.
Yeah, it's like Ocean's 11 or Fast and Furious or whatever. Probably closer to Ocean's or any kind of like con movie.
Yeah, but basically the premise
is... It's not
as
funny, though. It's not as much comedy as those other ones.
The premise is the con man tries to con the con man, and the con man don't like that.
Yeah. If you guys ever seen Rick and Morty, they do a whole spoof episode on this where it's like the entire episode is a con, and then it's like, haha, well, I planned for it that ahead of time. You were just walking into my con. Well, I was walking into your con. Like, it's just like the most convoluted bullshit. Like,
I was 10 moves ahead. No, I was 20. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, well... The real con was that I'd already pulled off the con. You didn't even think I did, but I already did. It's like, well, I already knew that, so blah, blah. It's just like, it's ridiculous. This one doesn't go that far. It's pretty straightforward. There's 3 main arcs in the first 14 episodes on Netflix. You got you got this group of people. You got a Japanese guy who's like the best con artist in Japan. That's what he says. And he gets pulled into this group with this Laurent, who's like this French guy, I think. They start in like LA. They're trying to con this Hollywood movie guy into buying like Japanese Grave of the Firefly candies, and because it's like from a little tin. So they try to con him, and then like the FBI and the LAPD are chasing him, and the FBI is like extorting all of them, and it's pretty funny. That arc was pretty good. That was a pretty solid arc, I would say. Do we want to just go arc by arc, Danny?
So there's only 12 episodes on Netflix right now, right?
There's 14. There's 14.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's supposed to be like 20-something.
Yeah.
Yeah, 23.
But for the span, I want to say like maybe two or three episodes, they there's like different arcs on what they do, like after the mafia LA.
There's like a transition
into gambling with like airplanes, and then what's after that?
You got
drugs,
is
that the
air races, and
the paintings?
The third one is art paintings.
Yeah, the painting. Yep. Yeah, yeah. So like art auctioneers and all that kind of stuff. I liked all three of them, but I think I kind of liked the airplane one a lot more.
Because that had like these like Middle Eastern owners. Like one of them was the owner, and the other one was the racer.
Yeah, yeah, the pilot.
And they were just rigging every race so that
their
guy would win.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty
and
much
I'm
all
like,
scripted.
I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, at a certain point, wouldn't the audience catch on to that? Like, and they kind of did on the message boards or whatever. Like, but it's like you gotta give people something. You know, you gotta have somebody else win once in a while. And the other thing too is like, wouldn't they want him to lose? Sometimes they could make more money gambling on him, right? I'm thinking that to my. It's like they'd make more money. But anyway, why'd you like that one the most?
Only because with Abigail's backstory a little bit, you got to see like a little bit more emotion out of her rather than having the deadpan face all the time. That whenever like she wasn't really in her quote unquote character like she was in the movie director one. So and you just kind of get to see like how she became like who she is right now. And also, like, the relationship between her and Edamura. Because Edamura was all... He's... Even though he's a con man, but, like, deep down, you know, he's a good guy. Because of what happened
to
him.
Yeah, right on the surface he is.
Yeah. So...
He, like, turns himself in after the first arc.
Yeah. Like, he... And I think... It was like the bet that they had when if Edamura lost, then he has to be Laurent's assistant. And Laurent is all like, well, you're my assistant now. Like, where are we off to now? He's all like, can we wait for a little bit? And Laurent is all like, how long? And Edamura goes, oh, maybe like 2 or 3 years. It's like, damn, man. Seriously? That's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long fucking time. I'd be like, no. You get 2 days. That's it.
Yeah. So. But I did also like when he got out of jail and he started to like learn and enjoy being a mechanic and everything. But then that whole thing was just all swindled.
That whole thing was a con. Yeah, they paid off the old man to teach him stuff so that he could be a con mechanic so that they could con the air race people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I liked that. I think there were also some pretty good moments with the art auction and all that, too. Like with
yeah, that was the third arc.
With Cynthia's story, I kind of really liked. I liked that there was like a little bit of romance in it. So.
Yeah, my only complaint is that there wasn't enough comedy, like clever writing and stuff in this.
Yeah.
Which a lot of anime kind of struggles with that sometimes, except for like the really over the top stuff.
There might
because like the Ocean's 11 movies were like they were really funny in like an understated way.
Yeah, yeah, I get that.
I don't know if Japan does that type of comedy very often.
Well, we have a couple more episodes, like we have 15 through 25, so maybe between those they'll add a little bit more comedy to it. Maybe, I don't know, but. I also want to point out the ending, the ED theme.
Oh yeah,
Freddie
Mercury.
Yeah, they chose.
It's like the whole name of the show.
They chose the song "The Great Pretender" by Freddie Mercury, and the animation for the ending is like the music video, except it's with cats. So.
There you go, Sami used out. Tangential.
I sent the two videos of the ED and Freddie's music video to Sam, and she was all like, "Yeah, that was pretty cool."
It's amazing.
So.
I should start watching this. It sounds like you guys like it a lot. And this character, Abigail, is super fine.
Yeah, she's hot. She's a little. She doesn't have that.
I'm gonna take her to the movies.
All right. She doesn't have a wagon, so
I want to take her to the movies and buy her popcorn.
She's very wiry. She's gamey. Is that the?
I'll buy her a small popcorn though, because I don't want to pay like more than $15. But like, yeah.
I also thought it was pretty neat in the beginning of the first episode that. The Japanese voice actors, they were speaking in English for a little bit. And then, because like when they went to LA and everything, they were speaking in English and stuff. And then there was a point in time where it's like, from this moment forward, it's everything is going to be translated into into Japanese. And then they just went on. I thought that was pretty neat that they did that. So...
Yeah, it's always weird when they have, like, people speaking different languages and then they put it into the dub.
Yeah.
And the dub is just, like, whatever. Everyone's speaking English.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, like, my favorite was the third arc. The painting auctioneer guy, or the critic guy. I always like stories about critics because they're, like, the scum of the earth. Like us.
Yeah, this one.
They just leech off of other people's accomplishments, and it brings me joy. And the guy's name's James Cole. He's like this extremely snotty, like, gatekeeper.
Yeah, he was a little annoying. I was actually glad auctioneer. On what happened to him at the end.
The snow of London. Is this the price? I'll buy it. It's just like a regular looking painting of like somebody standing by a bench. I'm like, $100 million. Oh, man. Fucking the real thing, though, with like this art stuff is like it's all fucking money laundering. Like when they spend that much money on art, it's money laundering. And they were trying to make it seem like they're like, oh, it's actually worth 100 million or whatever, or 50 million euros or whatever.
Pounds.
Right.
It was in pounds. It was euros. No, it was pounds.
Whatever.
It was pounds.
Anyway.
They were back in England. They went back to England. And so they were.
But like, I like how. He was conning this old like widow lady who was super rich, and he would like sleep with her and all that just so that he could get her to buy like the expensive art
that he wanted.
And he would just like invest in it. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
My other thing though is I don't understand. Oh, so I think he had to auction the London thing that he bought from the other exhibit.
Yeah, when he
bought it, why didn't he just keep it at that
point?
Well,
because you know, since he was a so well known.
Like a celebrity.
Auctioneer, yeah. He was pretty much like a celebrity. So when something like that happens, you know, when you go public with that, like, you have to.
Yeah, that helped his image and all that.
Yeah, yeah. Especially with him being such a con artist himself. Like, he didn't want to make himself look bad by just keeping it, you know? So
he conned, like, two different groups at the same time. The old lady and then the regular con artist. They thought it was just a regular cheapo painting. They're like... Wow, we conned him out of 25 grand.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, this is worth like 20 million.
Yeah.
So it was like 1/1000th the price.
So.
But then like they get, so like, I just liked how they got like this other guy to be like become this world-class copycat painter. And then he fell in love with Cynthia. And then it was like, the Japanese guy was like not even barely in this one. He was kind of in it, but.
It was mainly focusing on Thomas. And like his relation with Cynthia,
which I think I like that a little better, just because like I like them better than the Japanese guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I should say his name.
Edamura,
the main guy. Edamame. That's what they call him. Cause it's like food.
Yeah, Edamura.
Edamame.
That's what Laurent his nickname was.
But yeah, I mean this is a pretty decent 14 episodes.
It's cool. I like it. It's got some nice
designs and the colors.
Yeah, the background
really vibrant.
The background is very vibrant. It's very watercolor-esque kind of feel.
Yeah.
And the soundtrack is pretty good too.
There's a couple of animation blips, but it's mostly pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
With like the CG airplanes a couple of times. It's like, oh, that looks a little jarring, but it's not that bad.
I didn't really notice it too much. I think the moments you notice that a little bit more is when the airplanes are in a little bit of a slow-mo kind of movement.
Yeah. But that's like what they do in anime nowadays, where they're just like, oh, it's a vehicle? CG. We don't want to draw that.
Yeah, we're lazy.
So you're saying I should watch it?
You should.
Okay.
And the soundtrack is pretty good.
Okay.
There you go. I'll give it a solid 6 out of 10 so far.
So far, because it's not done yet.
Yeah.
And
what about you, Danny?
6.5.
Trying to make me look bad. All right.
Trying to make me look bad. All right. Danny's that bitch at The Price is Right where Nick will be like, $100, and then Danny will be like, $102.
Like Cynthia,
like $1,
when she,
Bob.
Like
$1, Bob.
Cynthia was doing that with James when he was trying to bid up for the Snow of London, and he was all like, $70 million, and Cynthia goes, $71 million.
That wasn't even in their plan. Like, they were gonna end it at that, and she just kept going. Like,
she's just fucking with him.
Yeah, she was getting a thrill.
Yeah.
Man, I don't even want to talk about auctions right now.
Yeah, Sam's buying fucking Game Boys.
Fucking lost a lot of Game Boys for like.
Sam's gonna
bucks.
Be immune to bow and arrows pretty soon, just covered in Game Boys.
Just shoot me right in the Game Boy. Anyway, all right, The Great Pretender.
Here we go.
Check
Third
it
one.
Out. Third one.
Save
Let's Go season 3
for last.
Aggressive Let's Go season 3. First season came out 2018. Then. June 2019.
Yeah.
He has like one a year around the spring fall time.
There was originally like 100 episode short, wasn't it?
So like, yeah, the artist Yeti was tasked for making another mascot for Sanrio, and that's who he came up with. And there was a series of animated shorts by Fanworks, and it aired on TBS television in Japan.
1 minute per.
Yeah. Yep, and it just centered around. And pretty much what we're getting now is what, like, those were. But this has more of a story to it, obviously. But, yeah, season 3 came out August, so last month. And Netflix, where we follow the red panda, Retzko.
I just recently bought a Gretzko socks at Target.
Man. And I've talked about, this was on my decade list. I've talked about Gretzko, or was it not? Or no, I think we found out it wasn't on my decade list, and I got really pissed because I was like, wait, why didn't I put it on my thing? But we've never really straight up talked about it. And I mean, they're short, right? There's like 10 episodes each season. Or yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep,
10 episodes each season, and yeah. They're like 10, 15 minutes. But It's Animal Face Johnson's and death metal, and that's like two of my favorite things of all time just put together. And red pandas are exceptionally cute. I just love red pandas, and god damn it. But this season there was a little more meat to it. Retzko breaks up with Tadano in the last season.
Oh, that's right.
No, not the unicorn.
He's a donkey.
He's a donkey.
He's the guy who's the programmer. He's like this. He basically like invented Facebook or something. Or he does like AI or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the AIs. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a blue-haired, lavender-colored fucking donkey.
And he fucking sucks at like driving or something.
And
like,
yeah,
they met in the DMV. Anyway,
so they break up. So in the beginning of this season, she's trying to like. Get over it, and she starts kind of like filling the void with an AI.
It's a VR Otome game.
Yeah,
and it's like her boyfriend in that is like it's a literal unicorn because that's like, oh, you call a 10 out of 10 person a unicorn because they don't really exist.
Yeah,
and he's a unicorn.
And she starts spending
all her money on it
in game purchases.
So stupid. It's like gotcha game purchases, like gambling, right?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. And so
that
like
shit's so predatory.
This is it definitely is. This is one of those things where it's kind of like I was kind of waiting for her and Haida to get together, and I thought they were going to. And then now they're kind of touching on it in this season.
I'm rooting for them not to. Okay.
Really?
I'm going to say that right away. Fuck Haida, dude. He's a little bitch.
I mean, he should be just with.
Are you only saying
he
that?
He should be with Inui, dude. He should be with Inui. She's way hotter than Rex.
Are you only saying that because you see Haida as yourself?
No, because I'd make a choice.
No, because Haida's way cooler than Nick. What are you talking about?
I know what I want, okay? Yeah, Haida has a real job, okay?
You're right, you're right.
Haida wears a leather jacket. Yeah,
Haida's fucking, he plays guitar, you know?
Yeah, he has way skills. Cool. I play clarinet.
He has skills, dude?
He plays bass really good.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, so yeah, that, now you know he's a bitch. Come on, Song. You gotta admit that. He's a bass player. He's not getting anything.
I'm a bass player, you dick.
You're the unicorn, then.
You fucking bitch. Anyway.
The bass player is the one who shows up to like the groupie orgy, and he's like, hey, guys, sorry I'm late. I was never late.
I was always on time. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Shout out to Chrissy and her garage and her mom making a spaghetti. Anyway.
Yummy.
Mom's spaghetti.
That's literally what we ate for dinner every band practice because that's what we wanted. So it was that and Mountain Dew. Anyway, now I want spaghetti. Shit. Anyway, a fucking Haida the hyena. Man, Haida's the shit. And Inui is super cute. Don't get me wrong.
She's better than Retsuko, dude. She's regular. Okay.
Shut the fuck up, you traitor. The show is called Agretzko, not Agarinui.
Yeah, Retsuko, she would be swiftly in the friend zone if I ever met her, okay?
Just pointing that out. You two-timing bitch. Dude, Inui is really cute, though. She is super adorable.
Inui was too good for Haida.
Yeah, I know. That didn't make sense to me. I was like, what the fuck?
Look, Haida needs...
He needs
a
balls.
Girl who can keep up with his badassery. And the only other character on that show who can do that is Retsuko.
No. She clearly doesn't like him. Like, at all.
She's never felt anything for him. She just doesn't know it yet.
Oh, yeah. That sounds really rapey.
That does. Yeah, that sounded super rapey. I'm sorry. But, like, no, like...
That's the thing, dude. Like, if you don't like somebody right away, it's never going to happen.
She's
period.
Nervous.
That's my opinion on it. That's my
Maybe
opinion.
She does like him and we don't know.
No, that's bullshit. I'll be pissed if she ends up with him. It should never happen. If you don't know the first, like, day, then you might as well just end it, dude.
Anyway, we could argue about
maybe
that.
I'm exaggerating. Maybe, like, first month. But anyway.
Maybe, like, first month. But no, like, actually,
it's been working
really
for,
cool.
like, 5 years. 5 years. He's done anything. What the fuck?
Actually, it's cool because, yeah, this season we got a lot more.
Haida is creepier than the stalker guy. I'm saying that right now. He waited too long. All right. Stalker guy, at least went for it. He went for it right away.
Chom down. But no, fucking. This season has a lot more meat to it. And, like, to get some extra money, Retsuko starts working for.
She crashes her rental car as she's already in debt.
Yeah. Her rental car.
And then ProZD shows up and he's like. Lamps at Chair Senpai. I don't know what he does. No, yeah, Sungwon Cho. He voiced the cheetah guy, Hyodo.
Yeah, which is super cool.
Oh, my God. You have to watch the dub for this, just for that.
The dub is actually really cool. I like
the dub. is great, yeah.
Yeah. And, but, like, you know, she starts working as an assistant to this idol group.
She's their paper pusher. What do you call it? Accountant. She already is an accountant.
OTM girls. And then she starts doing the vocals for them, and then they become like an idol metal.
Kind of
like baby metal.
Yeah, he discovers her in the karaoke area, just screaming it up. And I think she posts videos of herself online, too.
She posts
200,000 views.
Yeah, she posts videos on how to do, like, the death scream and everything.
Metal vocals and stuff.
But like she just. Because
now she's more.
But she
just
disguises
herself. Famous. Like, why is she. What is she doing?
Yeah, she's like more open about it now at this point. So, like, yeah, she posts videos of it. But yeah, it's super cute, man. Oh, God, I love Agretzko. Okay, but then they're like saying, okay, well, you can do this music festival, but you gotta play instruments. So we're going into full band mode. And that's when, like, she has, like, Haida teaching her how to do, like, bass and guitar and shit.
She friends on. She fucking social distances his ass, dude. She's like, thanks, Haida. Well, see you later. Meanwhile, Inui's going in for the kill, dude. She's trying to make out with him when he's playing it, dude.
Yeah, she straight up confesses.
And like, he's like, I suck.
Dude, no, like...
Sidebar, the donkey dude plus Gory, they're going to end up together. It's going to be great. Because she makes an app and they're like talking to each other. I'm like, dude, that's going to be a thing now.
It's going to be a thing, dude. Fucking, who's your favorite character? I'm a basic bitch. Mine's just straight up out, like Retzko.
Typical.
Dude, Hyodo, just because it's pro ZD. Love that voice.
That's so cool that he did that. God damn it, dude.
Yeah, he has like three roles already. He's done that, and then he's done a couple other things. He did Legend of Galactic Heroes Season 2, the new one, and Radiant.
I didn't even know that till Nick told me. I was like, oh.
I figured it out from the voice. I'm like, is that Pro ZD? And I like looked it up.
It's like one of the best YouTubers of all time. What about you,
everybody,
Danny?
Sub to Pro ZD.
I am a fan of Gory and Washimi.
Oh, I love Gory. I was going to pick her. Yeah. Gory's great.
I love her. I have a keychain of her.
She gets this like super expensive apartment.
Yeah, and she's in debt.
She's like, everything is clearance except my apartment.
Yeah. But I love Washimi, especially in the third season, because, you know, when Retzko went to Gory to see if she can loan her some money and everything, but then like Gory bought that luxury apartment. And then Washimi to the rescue, like, she just gave Retzko the money to help her out and everything. And Retzko's like, I'll pay you back. And Washimi's like, what? No, girl, you're good. You do what you gotta do.
That's what I call a bonus, dude. Shit.
That's a homie and a half right
there.
That's
me. But
in real life, like, if you lend people money in real life, like, don't expect to get it back.
Yeah.
Just saying that as a life pro tip. So if you lend it, make sure that you can afford to just give it away.
Yeah, that's kind of my mom's like mantra. She always told me,
especially if there's no contract, like, what are you gonna do if they don't give it?
Yeah, she's like, she always told me. She said, if you lend money to a friend or somebody, whether it's me or your brother or whoever, don't expect it back. Just give it to them. Just say it's a gift, because
yeah,
that's the only way you're gonna do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're not gonna go to court over like $100 or whatever anyway. So
no,
like,
no.
Which that she gave her more than that, I'm sure. But anyway. Right. Probably a few, couple thousand or something. I don't know.
That's a couple guaps.
But dude, I liked Monica. Manica? How do you pronounce her name? The little pink girl.
Oh,
who's like
the
so
bunny.
Annoying. The bunny. Yeah, she's older than Retzko by like a year. She's like,
yeah.
She looks like a little. Yeah. I love her plaid.
So
bow.
Bratty.
And her ears are like chopped off.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Like it's
she's just
like,
always
damn.
On her phone. She's just like so entitled. It's great.
She's so up her own butt.
Entitled, just like me.
Just like Nick, dude. Who are the other OTM girls? They're all...
They were like hamsters.
They're just like background... Yeah, they're hamster. They're like background characters. They always have stars in their eyes.
And Monica is like a bunny with ears that are chopped off, which is weird. God damn it, dude. So cute.
Actually...
The character designs are so cute.
And she calls
out
Retzko
looks
for
like a chinchilla.
Not knowing what she wants.
Oh, you're probably right.
I think she probably is something
because
else.
Because her tail is longer. I'm looking at her picture
right
now. I think she might be a chinchilla. That's even cuter.
Okay. That is actually even cuter.
Chinchillas are adorable.
It doesn't say... Oh, yeah, chinchilla. It says it right here. My bad. Inui is a golden retriever cocker spaniel. So cute.
I would have pegged for, like, a labradoodle.
Basically Danny's dog.
Oh,
okay,
Finny.
If you had
Danny's
bang
Finny.
Character.
Yeah, except Finn's not a real dog.
All right, so if you had to bang any character, it's got to be Inui, though. Just saying.
God.
Second place, Shirota from Season 2. Scrolling back.
Oh, you're dreaming. Retzko is number one.
Oh, my God. There's a Christmas thing here.
Retzko, Washimi, they are number... Get Retzko or get out of Fucktown. Because you don't know what you're talking about.
I think Gory would be pretty decent there, too. So
Gory would dom.
This is like Gory. So creepy. It's just animals.
Anyway,
I like in our Discord. I'm like, dude, why does Haida not pick Inui? She's the hottest.
Yeah.
That was like the first thing. I was hoping somebody would like nobody commented on that.
I just didn't want to say anything. I just
put
like,
it in our own private channel, not in the main
I'm
one.
I'm just going to leave. I was like, I'm just going to leave it.
So I'm just like you do the Grandpa Simpson. Just walk away.
Yeah. Yep. Hey. Anyway, what do you rate season 3? I think it's the best season.
I like this one a lot. Oh, and we didn't talk about the stalker guy. We got to talk about him.
Oh, the guy that was who, like assaulted. Yeah,
that made
yeah,
this like very, very,
very
thrilling.
Deep.
Like,
very deep.
The thing they do with the idols is they make the audience like pay for time to like handshake them or whatever. It's like
meet
10
and
seconds
greet
or something.
A meet and greet.
And so like he buys all these tickets, and for like 5 straight minutes, he just like gets in her head and just like. He just like threatens her and tells her that she's a piece of shit and she'll just die or whatever. Oh my God. But he does it in a way that's like, he's not just swearing at her. He's like, what exactly does he say? I don't remember exactly what he says, but he's like, you're the reason this band is going downhill. You're ruining it. You're bad. You're worthless. You're horrible. 4 more minutes. All right. And he's just like, he gets in her head so much and she thinks it's like not a big deal.
And Monica's like, all like, what's wrong with you? This is serious.
Yeah, like her and the producer like walk her to the apartment because there's online pictures show up of Retzko like in her apartment.
So and, like, fucking at her creepy. Work.
Yeah, it's like perfect blue, basically.
It's perfect, yes, perfect blue.
Pretty much. And then God. He attacks her and Haida saves her and she like... She goes home or whatever. And,
she
yeah.
Well, she faint like she kind of like got knocked out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, she was fine physically, but like mentally, she's like, just like panicking because
she's like trying to act okay too. Like by the end of it, but she's like really not. Like you're clearly not okay. You are a red panda, and you are not okay.
That's a real thing, though, dude. If you become a public figure, like you're gonna get death threats all the time.
Yeah, well,
even if you're like nobody, if you're like a small timer, you're gonna get fucking death threats. It's insane.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. Yeah, but yeah, dude. Woo! I thought this was the best season.
I like this one a lot. I
agree. Yeah,
I might have to rewatch them, but like, one. I did like this one a lot.
Yeah, Trisha wanted to go back and rewatch like the second season because she was like, I don't remember what happened at the end of it. And then
I think
it was
3-1-2 or in order. If I had to say, like, my favorites. But
yeah. 2 is kind of... And then the holiday special was just kind of whatever. But, like...
I don't know that I saw that one.
It's okay. It's just, like, a Christmassy, like, kind of story. But, like, the... Yeah, I would probably do 3-1-2. Because the first season's obviously really good. And then... you know, there was the rap scene where she, like, tells off her boss. They did, like, new metal rap.
That
and
was
shit.
Funny.
It was funny.
I like how her bosses,
the daughters, were watching her YouTube.
They become
videos.
Her fans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like, get with the times, Dad.
Yeah, yeah. God, no, dude, fucking yeah. I would do 3-1-2. I would rate it 3-1-2. I'd definitely give this show 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10, probably 9 out of 10.
I think I'm gonna watch.
Don't
it
lie,
again
Sam. It's a
from
10.
Beginning. All the way down to season 3.
Okay.
Yep.
Hell yeah, dude. You should.
I'm giving it a 7. So my order, it goes 5, 6, 7 today.
Oh, trend. Nice one. Nice one, dude.
I gave all the seasons a 7 because I'm lazy.
I
don't differentiate.
Yeah, dude. I give it a 9. What about you,
Dan? I
give
it an
8. I'm sorry. 8, okay.
That's a Nick 7, though, so that's really like a Psalm 10, you know?
Pretty much.
Just saying, because I have taste.
Pretty much.
Because I'm James Coleman. I'm the art connoisseur.
Le art connoisseur.
If it's not Snow of London, get out of here.
Get out of here. Anyway, dude, you should check out Agretzko. It's so good. It's super good. Retzko is best girl. Fuck Inui. She's a dumb dog. Nobody cares.
What are you fucking talking about, dude?
Dude, I'm telling you, you just don't know. You don't know. You haven't watched the other ones in a while, so you don't know. You just got to rewatch them, dude.
Dude, plus
just
he's
rewatch
like
them, Nick.
Stuff. All
right. Yeah, Nick.
All right.
I love it when Nick does that. He goes, all right.
Stop yelling at me. All right. That's how you get me to watch stuff. You're like, Nick, watch this. I'm like, okay.
Nick, did you do a solo cast yet?
Sam, we have to pull your leg and fucking like, peel your eyes open to watch something.
And you pull not a Clockwork a Orange cast. On me. Yeah,
we got a Clockwork Orange. You.
Did you do a solo cast yet?
No, because I was busy. That
you weekend, said. Okay? You said.
I had to power wash my shower.
You
had
said
a lot of
last weekend. You said that you were gonna have time.
I was, and then I had to go run away. What were we doing on Sunday? We had the manga book club too. On top of that,
you
that
had Saturday. You had Saturday.
Yeah, I was cleaning.
Oh,
Nick, this is why. This is why when people call you out, dude, just do what I do. Just go. Well, I had to eat pizza that day, so, and then just don't explain yourself.
I really have to do a fucking solo cast. This is like sad at this point.
It's been a long time coming.
I even made in our sheet. I made like a list of stuff I can do. So I just got to pick something and go. You know,
pick something and go. All right, dude. Anyway,
it can be short. It can be 5 minutes. Shit.
If you got it Netflix, which I'm sure you do, just check out Japan Sinks, The Great Pretender, and Agretzko. 3 seasons of Agretzko and 14 episodes of Great Pretender and 10 episodes of Japan Sinks. Check it out. Be there or be square.
They're all worth watching.
I hope you enjoyed this Netflix anime binge number one. That being said, I've been Sam, Danny, and Nick, and we've been the Anime Summit Podcast. I like saying it how Nick says it. In the Anime Summit Podcast.
Podcast. Podcast.
Podcast. It's a podcast.